It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. Photographer Jamal Shabazz is best known for his images of 1980s hip-hop fashion worn by everyday New Yorkers on the streets. As a corrections officer, he also documented life in the prison system. WNYC's Stephen Essen reports that a new exhibit of Shabazz's image at the Bronx Museum of the Arts provides a window into the mind of one of New York's finest artists.
The year is 1980. Jamal Shabazz, then in his early 20s, has just returned from 3 years serving in the U.S. Army in Germany.
So now I'm coming home. It's summertime. I have a 35 millimeter. I'm living with my father. He's teaching me the craft. So I went out with great determination to just try to recapture, you know, life as I remember it.
Wearing a royal blue blazer, sharkskin shoes, and glasses with square frames, Shabazz gingerly walks through the museum, stopping to point out images that have a deep meaning for him, which is pretty much all of them.
It's just a wonderful feeling. Every day was like a high for me. I look forward to getting up each morning, going out, and just documenting.
Shabazz turns right at the entrance of the exhibit to an image that sets the tone for the rest of the show. It's a man holding a protest sign. It's unlike most of Shabazz's images because you can't even see the subject's face or most of his clothes, although there are some stylish blue and pink plaid pants visible that match the lettering on the placard, which reads, "Racism destroys the intellect of black and white alike." It marks the start of Shabazz's 40-year exploration of image making.
It was very important for me to show this image due to the message and the fact it's street photography.
Street photography, the art of capturing a fleeting moment, but also documenting a place and time.
I used to travel throughout the Lower East Side, and I saw, the Bowery and alcoholism and addiction. So I documented that early on, and prostitution.
But he says his father, a photographer who shot portraits and weddings, encouraged him to expand his vision.
He kind of like inspired me to have a balance. And he never mentioned the idea of joy to me. I think subconsciously I realized that I need to balance this out and I need to look for joy and love.
And it's here, in abundance, black joy. There's a stylish father and son at a restaurant, both wearing cool hats and sweaters, sharing a meal, a quiet moment documented. Teenagers on a crowded train peek through the window to give Shabazz their best grin, a memento from a different era when the trains were covered in graffiti, but it wasn't all bad. And a group of friends piled in a shopping cart on the street in Flatbush. As the warm sun goes down behind them, they're laughing out loud.
You got friendship, you got joy, you got community, and improvisation. You know, these kids got an old shopping cart, but they're having fun.
These are the kind of images that Shabazz is best known for. They also resonate with Terrence Jennings, a black photojournalist, also from Brooklyn, who grew up in Flatbush, near where Shabazz used to live. Jennings has known Shabazz for 20 years and describes photos like the boys in the shopping cart as transportive.
And it's almost like a three-dimensional type immersion. You look at Jamal's photographs and it's almost as if you could walk into the photographs into that particular frame.
Shabazz wasn't a professional photographer for most of his life. He had another career in law enforcement. He worked in jails, like Rikers Island. One image shows a man at a telephone, his face obscured by the cracked glass, but he's wearing a Newport cigarette shirt that reads, "Alive with pleasure." There are also snapshots Shabazz took of his coworkers, and he did a stint working security at a men's shelter on Ward's Island, which led to one of my favorite images in the exhibit.
I'm walking around and I have my camera concealed and I saw this moment right here.
A man is lying in a bed by an open window on a summer day with his head upright, half smiling, with a cigarette in his hand.
And something compelled me to just capture it. I don't know what his name is, anything about him, but I just know that the memory is captured of my experience working there for that short time.
The image gives the man a moment of dignity, Shabazz telling him he's beautiful and as worthy of being photographed as anyone else. The exhibit also provides a peek into Shabazz's working process. Glass display cases are full of his personal items. There's a Contax G2 camera, one of his trusty war horses, and a slim portfolio of his own photos, which he used to carry around with him as a way of introducing himself to his subjects.
I always kept the portfolio with me because you have to have people hear what you're saying and see what you're saying. And then I would captivate you with the work in my portfolio.
If you look closely, his portfolios even appear in some of his photos. One image shows four prostitutes smiling and laughing. One is standing apart from the group, clutching Shabazz's portfolio.
Looking at Malcolm X's book and how he would teach prostitutes and get them off the street. I wanted to be like that. I was able to get her to look at a better way. She's looking at a better path. She's separating herself from these girls, and she's moving on, and she would eventually leave that world.
Like many photos in the show, this one has never been seen by the public.
I never showed this photograph before, but it was very important that it's in this exhibition to just show, you know, what I was trying to do out there.
Isolde Brillmeyer is the deputy director of the new museum and guest curator at the International Center for Photography. She says one of Shabazz's great gifts is turning life lived on the streets into art.
So much of Jamel's work is about collectivity and community, right? Collective consciousness, the way in which communities, you know, human beings together generate style and ideas and have collective impact.
While much of the exhibit evokes nostalgia for an era and a city that's no longer here, Shabazz isn't frozen in the past. There's an image of a man with a stylish mask and visor taken during the first summer of the pandemic. As we walk around, Shabazz has a point-and-shoot camera slung around his neck and another one with a longer lens hanging over his shoulder, ready to capture a scene. And in fact, as we go outside, he doesn't miss a beat when two kids run up to him.
Can I get one more with your brother like that? Oh, right here is good.
A young girl clambers onto her brother's back. He's got a shock of light blue hair with his head shaved on the sides.
Wow, so beautiful. Come on, put your arm around your brother.
He's fast with the camera, warm, but also firm. He has a vision of how this image could work.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much. Please come to the museum and see my show, okay?
You never know. They could be featured in his next exhibit.
That's how it goes down. You caught me in red form.
Stephen Nesson, WNYC News.